Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Pete Davidson never wastes time getting back in the game since him and Kim Kardashian broke up. And both openly said they were not secretly hooking up. There was speculation that they were still talking and doing that, but then they both said, no, that's not the case. And turns out that's true, because Pete Davidson officially spotted out with Emily Ratajkowski. Now, there was speculation that he was dating her. She's a model actress. I'm trying to think of what you would know her from. I had to look her up. Look, she was in Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines video years ago. She was in Gone Girl. She's done movies, but she's had these parts in all these things. Either way, these two are dating. She's a little bit closer to his age. She's 31 and was coming off a divorce, which is interesting. Pete loves to get these women coming off of other relationships. So I don't know how serious they are, but there are officially pictures of them hanging out, walking around together. The paparazzi got them. They're both in sweats, which is cute. And they got their arms around each other. The ironic part of all this, the Kardashians airing every week on Hulu right now on Thursdays. Today's Thursday. And I believe the Pete Davidson stuff is about to start airing. If you saw some of the clips of him jumping in the shower with her, I think that's this week. But we'll see. I have to go home and watch it today later. But that would be ironic if all the Kim's and Pete stuff starts airing right as we find out he's dating someone new, which is Emily Ratajkowski. It's 103.7. Oh, Kiss FM. Excuse me. I needed to clear my throat this morning. It is 6:35. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I got to tell you, when I let Bella, my dog, out this morning before I left for work, I saw the snow and I was like, come on. It looks like it may. I can't tell if it's still snowing. I thought maybe it had stopped for a second, but just be prepared for that, because I was not. I had not looked at the weather. I had not given a damn. And then, of course, I let Bella out and saw it happening. But I have a question for you guys this morning. Here's what I want to talk about, and I don't mean to bring it down a notch. That's not my intention, but I was wondering about this as I was scrolling on my social media feed the other day. I had a friend whose dad had passed away, which obviously was really sad. But when I saw the post, I was like, oh, sometimes you're grateful people post about death on social media, because if you have like acquaintances or people you don't talk to on a regular basis, big things like that would happen in their life and you wouldn't even know. I mean, if I don't know how we did that before social media, how we found out people had lost a family member if we weren't super close with them, honestly. It must have been word of mouth. But am I weird that I have a hard time like basically hearting or liking a post about someone dying? Now, I know on Facebook, you can put the heart or you can do the care, right? Which is awesome, because if I see someone who posts about somebody losing something, whether it's a person or a pet or whatever, I go, okay, I can do the care one, or the, which is like the heart and the face, or just do the heart. And I'm comfortable with that. But if you're on Instagram, it's only a heart. It's only like a like. So I had this hard time hitting the like button on a post where someone essentially had passed away. Do you ever feel me on this? 414-533-1037. Of course you can write in the comments to someone, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, and that's acceptable. But am I the only one who struggles to like hit the like button when someone posts about death? Am I just a weirdo on this? I don't know. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Allie, it's Tony from Receipt.
Oh, it's my boy, Tony. Let me get your theme song. Hey, Tony and Racine.
Hey.
I was down in your area yesterday.
Oh, and you didn't even call me.
I know. I'm sorry. I was there hosting a panel.
I could have fixed your plumbing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Tony. That could have so many meanings right now. Tony, listen. I was hosting a panel for Racine County Foster Care. It was very enlightening. I learned a lot. It was interesting. I was glad I went, just trying to help bring some awareness to foster care. But ironically, we're talking about death this morning, Tony, and how I feel weird liking a post if someone, you know, do you feel me on this or not? Where are you at on this?
I totally agree. I don't like to respond to some posts like that.
Right.
I prefer to reach out.
Okay.
You know, one, I think it's kind of awkward if you just like it and then keep scrolling, or if
yes.
you heart it or whatever it is, because
That's,
it's like, mm-hmm. hey, I acknowledge it, but
yes.
I don't really care.
Oh, that's okay. Maybe that's why I feel weird inside. Like if I just give it a like and keep moving, I feel like I'm not acknowledging it enough. And if it's an acquaintance, it's a little bit different. I guess you can send
right.
him
a
message.
That person would probably still would like people to reach out maybe
yeah.
or take some doluses or whatever
yeah.
you need, because it's, you know, you like it and then you scroll, you know.
Doesn't it feel wrong?
Ugh, it does.
It feels
even
dirty.
Even posting that kind of stuff, though, is wrong.
Yeah. Well,
you don't like
posting it? You don't think we should post
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. I use, mm-hmm. like, my social media mm-hmm. mainly for, like, my, you know, my business and stuff. I don't really post.
Sure.
personal information at all. Like,
sure.
if you want to know personal information or you know who I am, you'll mm-hmm. call or text me.
Okay.
I don't need to post it for the world to know. You
yeah.
know, so when people like and heart pictures and stuff or comments, it's like, okay, well, why don't you just call them? Or like,
yeah.
when people say, hey, happy birthday, well, why didn't you call me and tell me happy birthday?
It's not the world we live in anymore, Tony. You got to evolve. We're on social media now. We don't live in that world
yeah.
anymore, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, I'm still living in that world. So
I know.
When it comes to like these death posts or, you know,
yeah.
you know, stuff like that, I tend not to react to them
yeah.
because I don't want to be involved, especially if they're only an acquaintance. You know, it might be awkward. Like, oh, I
yeah.
haven't talked to him in like 9 years, and then mm-hmm. he just hearted my post.
Right.
Like, hey,
uh-huh.
what's up, man? How you been? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't really want to talk to you, but hey.
All right. I feel you, and I respect that, Tony. So you're saying you just don't want anyone posting about death at all. I'm not same page on that, but I respect your opinion.
Yeah.
yeah. I got you, Tony.
Yeah,
I got you. All right. Thanks for calling, Tony. I'll talk to you tomorrow,
yeah.
okay?
Yep, you will.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Brian from Calabama.
Oh, good morning, my friend.
Morning.
Hey. Brian, honestly, I want it to be understood that I don't mind people posting about death. I actually appreciate it because I wouldn't know some of the people that have lost people if they didn't post on social media. But do you feel like I do? I feel dirty when I just like heart or like a post about death and keep moving. Do you feel this way or no?
I'm kind of with Tony on the whole situation.
Oh, go on. Mm-hmm.
Like, I more or less, like, yeah, I'll post it's my birthday, or if I have mm-hmm. a death in the family, I appreciate the comments. I'll go on and I'll comment, you know, thoughts and prayers with you and your family and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a phone call or a text or something along the lines of that, like a direct contact rather than
yeah.
through social media,
mm-hmm.
means a world of difference in my eyes. Like, it means that I have more respect for you in a way.
Okay.
Like I get that we have social media and stuff, but if you know the person, if you have the person's number, like, dude, anybody at that point in life, like on a birthday or a death in the family, they're looking for support direct to them, not
mm.
through social media and stuff. Hit them up right away and just say, hey, man, you're with me today. You're like, your head you know, you're in my thoughts and, you know, it's your birthday. If you want to go out for a drink or if you want to go out for a meal, I'm with you, man. Like, mm-hmm. let's go out and celebrate it. Give it direct to them.
Okay, well, see, and, you know, I know we're talking about people dying, and I did have a friend the other day who lost a pet, and I did comment on her post, you know, that I was, like, thinking about her. So you think that was too shallow? You think I should have actually, like, called or texted her? Tell me the truth.
If you had her number, I think you should have called her.
Damn! I messed up, man.
That's all right. It's all right. We all do it. We all get wrapped up in our own minds and our own lives.
She's more of an acquaintance, but I definitely know her, and I definitely have her phone number. I definitely have her phone number, yeah.
You can still reach out to her, too. It's been a couple days. A dog or a pet, that's a family member, too. So,
yeah, I know.
Reach out to them.
Okay. All right, so you say reach out. Don't forget the like on Facebook or Instagram and call them. Okay, all right, Ryan, I respect that. Hey, bud, it's good to hear from you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Yeah.
Bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Oh, I lost the last person. All right, so there you go. You can always text in your thoughts to 414-533-1037 because I want to know, like, should I feel dirty when I heart a post about someone dying and just continue to scroll? It feels strange. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie. Well, good morning. Do I need to worry about your phone cutting out today?
No, you should not. I'd be on Highway 51, on 151 heading south.
Okay, you say this every time, Charlie. I'm believing in you today. I'm believing in you today. Charlie, do you feel weird just like hearting an Instagram post or something on Facebook when someone dies? It feels like I just keep it moving and I feel dirty afterwards.
See, I heart it or like heart it or the care thing, but then I send them a private message.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay.
For me, it's like anybody can... That's a personal thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal thing. So I give them a personal message. Like I sent them a personal message. Hey, I'm sorry for your loss. Your family.
Charlie, I do believe that that's also a way of grieving and expressing yourself sometimes is posting on social media. Like, I lost this person. I think it can be therapy for some people. Like, everybody grieves differently. So I don't think it's weird to post about it at all. Like, I totally accept that when people post about it. I think it's part of the process nowadays. But, okay. Yep. So you're saying private message. Got it.
Yep. I sent a private... I look at my job. I run 26 counties in Wisconsin, and I get into Illinois. I have customers that are on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can find out sometimes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't know sometimes if they didn't post. Yeah.
No.
I got you.
Like it or whatever, then I send them a private message and say, hey, I'm sorry.
Okay, so. I got you. Well, thanks for calling, Charlie. And we got through the whole call. I'm so happy this morning.
I know, right?
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hello, Kiss FM. Last call. I'll go to the phones. Turn your radio down. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. What city are you calling from this morning?
I'm in Milwaukee right now.
Okay, you're in Milwaukee. I've been talking about how people posting about deaths, whether it's a family member or a friend or a pet, sometimes I feel bad hearting it or liking it and then continuing to scroll. What do you think about this?
Well, personally, I disagree with all the boys, respectfully, but if I had personally just lost someone, I don't want my phone blowing up with phone calls. You're dealing with stuff.
Mm.
I think a text is really, really nice because you can go back and read those later. I think you have, like, pressure to either call people back or to answer the phone.
You're right. Yep. You're right. You're totally right. Uh-huh.
And you could say in the text, like, if you want to call me, I'd love to talk to you, or if you want to schedule a time to talk later, and this is... much more planner thing.
No, but I appreciate this because we had three guys back to back and two of them said, you know, don't just call them up. Charlie said private message, but you're saying no, text them so they don't feel like they have to pick up the phone or answer because they're already going through a lot and just let them know you're there with a text. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our coworker literally said when her husband died super unexpectedly, please don't call me. I can't right now.
Yeah,
like,
it's too
much. Just send me a text if whatever.
Right. I get it. She was too overwhelmed, and I totally get that. So, thanks for calling, Katie. It was good to hear from you as well this morning, and I appreciate your input.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, you know, Jennifer Lopez has kids. Ben Affleck has three kids with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. So what is the co-parenting relationship like? Can you imagine Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Garner, two Jennifers. Well, they're actually opening up about it, and we're getting some details and some insight on what it's like inside the relationship between the three of them. Because a source said that now that they've been having to co-parent together since the wedding, Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Garner have started to get to know each other a lot better and have formed a very new friendship. They said that Jennifer Garner just can't believe how sweet Jennifer Lopez is to her kids and that they've ended up really enjoying each other. I love this. I love it. I don't know how it makes Ben Affleck feel. I mean, he should be happy about it, but your ex and your new woman now are becoming great friends, which obviously happens with co-parenting sometimes. But it's great for the kids because then they can have both of their parents together. You can all hang out a lot. I know that's a thing for a lot of kids. Sometimes they just want their parents in the same room. They don't necessarily need them to be together. They just want their parents in the same vicinity. I get this as a single parent. I know. I get it with the co-parenting thing. So, sources said that they're really becoming friends. The two Jens, Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez. And Jennifer Lopez as well has been very open about trying to blend their families together. She said the transition is a process that needs to be handled with a lot of care. They have so many feelings, the kids, their teens, but that everything's going really well so far. So there you go, Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez forming a friendship fast. I love it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so this one is interesting. It's not going to trigger me. It might trigger some of you, but here's what Becky wrote in today for Am I the Jerk. She said, am I the jerk for telling my kid's stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list at school? Here we go. Here's what she wrote in. She said, hello. First, a little background. I have a very similar story to Allie. I got divorced when I had a newborn. Although I was devastated when the divorce happened, with having a newborn and a three-year-old, I'm so thankful to have gone through it. I embrace the situation and have grown so much as a person. Full disclosure, my ex is now married to the woman he left me for, but we finally have a good co-parenting relationship, including with their stepmom, and I'd like to keep it that way. So, for Am I the Jerk? I went to sign up for my five-year-old's holiday party at school. There are only two spots, and my child's stepmom was signed up on there. I sent her a text and said that I was planning on volunteering and asked if she could remove her name. She said she's a parent too, and since I've already volunteered for something this year, it's her turn. I said she should have asked me if I was planning on volunteering first, and she said she doesn't need to ask me permission to do anything. As I'm writing this, I'm still trying to figure out if I'm being petty, but I feel like she's not respecting me as the kid's mother. Shouldn't me and my ex-husband come first for the kids, and she respect me as the mother of the kids? That I come before her? Becky, are you following along on this one? So Becky wrote in, she got divorced, it sounds like, when the kids were very little. She had a newborn. They have a good co-parenting relationship now. However, the stepmom signed up to volunteer at school and there's not a spot for her. She feels like the stepmom needs to back off and let her go in that position for the holiday party. I thought this was interesting. So I'm going to leave it to you guys. 414-533-1037. That is the question today. And of course, we will take your calls and discuss next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Becky wrote in. She sent an email to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And if you missed it, here's what she said. She gave us a little background first and said, I have a very similar story to Allie. Me, yes, me. She said, I got divorced when I had a newborn. And although she was devastated when the divorce happened, she's thankful to have gone through it. She embraced the situation and has grown a lot as a person. Her and her ex are now getting along very well, including with the stepmom, who was the woman that he left her for. Awkward. That part didn't happen to me, just for the record. But she said for Am I the Jerk, she wanted to know if she was a jerk because the stepmom went in and signed up for their five-year-old's holiday party at school, but there's only two volunteer spots. So she confronted the stepmom and said, hey, you know, I think you should have asked me before you signed up. And the stepmom said, I'm a parent too. You already volunteered for something this year and it's my turn. So Becky's upset and she feels like the stepmom is disrespecting her and should have asked her first if she wanted to volunteer for the holiday party at school since there's only two spots. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the phones this morning. Good morning to you, Lisa in Sheboygan. Let me find your theme song, girl. Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute, girl. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? You look amazing. Nice pictures, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I posted it. I finally got the courage to post a before and after on Facebook after my surgery. So,
yes,
and we're only 4 weeks out. So I'm excited to keep seeing how I heal.
Good for you.
And I can't wait to show my arms too. But enough about me. Enough about me. I love it, Lisa. Tell me what you think. Is Becky a jerk for feeling like she should come before the stepmom and signing up for this holiday party?
This is such a kind of a crappy situation, but I do think that she's a jerk in how she confronted, you know, like you were talking about Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Garner, they're doing this amazing co-parenting thing, which this mom and stepmom feel that they have. But I think that the mom still has some concerns with it, obviously, if she's upset about this. Should they have had a conversation before? Absolutely. But her confrontation seemed a bit abrasive.
Okay.
Like, I would be like, okay, like, that's awesome. I'm glad that this other woman, another mother figure to my kids, is helping out and wants to be a part of their lives.
So I get that.
I do think she's a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling the kid's stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list. She wants to know if she's being petty. So, okay, I understand. Yeah, and I get that. I get you're appreciative that there's another person there helping with your kids. Yeah, but she feels like she should come first at the end of the day. But, hey, Lisa, you know I like it when you keep it honest. So you say Becky is a jerk. You say
I do.
All right.
Yeah, cool. I do.
Okay. I love it. All right. Thanks for calling. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Emily is in South Milwaukee. Emily, congrats. What do you want? You're on day three getting through to
day
the show.
Four.
Oh, day four. I got to put a mark on the board. You've almost got your own theme song, girl.
Yeah,
I love it.
It'll be a good Friday.
Yes. So is Becky the jerk for telling her kid's stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list so she can volunteer?
I am going to agree and say that, yeah, she is the jerk, at least a little bit, because, it did sound like a pretty, even in her own words, kind of like a rough confrontational, like talking to her, you know? And like, yeah, I mean, the stepmom could have asked and been like, hey, is it cool? But I mean, if you're really trying to co-parent and the other parent is actively trying to like be
involved,
involved in school. And like, especially when, cause like I work in schools. So it's so good when we have parents involved in their kids' lives, even if it is step parents, because I've seen that like really negative co-parenting situation.
I bet you have.
That doesn't actively work.
I bet you
so
have.
I do believe that, she is a little bit of a jerk.
As a mom, it's hard to not be there when you want to be there, though. I get both sides.
Accurate.
Because
no,
I agree,
totally
the stepmom wants to be involved, and that's fantastic. Like, that's great for the kids, and it's great for the school.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get both sides. So I'm letting you guys are going with this today. You say, yes, she's a jerk, and I respect that. I appreciate that, Emily. In South Milwaukee, tomorrow is day five. You'll get your theme song if you get through, okay?
Yup, I love it. Have a wonderful morning.
You too. Talk to you later. Bye. Next up, we've got a little fireball. That's what I like to call her, Amelia in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Two yeses. I'm doing good. Thank you. We already got two yeses on the board for is Becky a jerk for telling her kid's stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list for the holiday party because she wants to do it. She thinks she should come first. Amelia, give it to me honest. What do you think?
I don't think she's a jerk. I've been in a similar situation, but in a different, you know, concept, whatever. I don't think so. But at the long term, she should have, you know, been volunteering and she was, you know, going to do that. She should have been like, hey, you know what? This is what's going on. Which one do you want to volunteer? Or she could have called like, hey, I see this coming up. But I don't know. I don't think she's being a jerk. Like I said, I've been in a similar situation, but my situation is way not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to top it off, not all stepmoms are mean. I know an awesome stepmom that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know one person.
My gosh,
awesome.
There's so many great step-parents out there and bonus parents, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. It all depends what's in the back, you know, the backstory too. Mm-hmm. So to me, being a kind of similar situation, I don't think she's a jerk.
Okay, you say no. I love it. You're going the other way. I can see the text coming in as well. You can always text to 414-533-1037. Somebody said, so not a jerk. The stepmom is a jerk. Somebody else texted in and said, jerk. As stepmoms, we don't get enough respect or credit. So it's going all over the place on the board today. But Amelia, I respect your opinion as well. And I get it. I get both sides. So thanks for calling in today, Amelia.
Yeah, have a nice one.
Mm-hmm, you too. Welcome back to the show now, Tanya in Kenosha. Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm biting my tongue as much as I can today, Tanya. Tanya, what are you? Yeah, right. I have to remember who I am. No, Tanya, seriously. So today's Am I the Jerk? You guys have to decide this, not me. Is Becky the jerk for telling her kid's stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list because there's only two slots for the holiday party and the stepmom said, no, I'm doing it. You already volunteered. What do you think?
So I empathize with the situation because as a mom, many of us want to be there for everything.
Yes.
But the thing is, she did get an opportunity before. And what really got is that.
Oh, no, Tanya, you're cutting out. Okay, you there? Are you there?
No.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. So
we were getting right to the meat. Oh, Tanya, you're cutting out. You're cutting out so much. You've been cutting out this whole time. Now I hear you. Are you there?
Okay, is this any better?
This is better. You were getting right to the meat of what you were saying, and then you kept cutting out. So you said, tell me what you think. Go for it now.
She's a jerk because if somebody's willing to co-parent and be there for her kid, she needs to let them instead of the line where she said, I should put myself first. That's not right.
Okay.
She did have an opportunity already, mm-hmm. So I do think she's a jerk.
Okay. So you're going with Lisa and Emily and saying, yes, Becky is a jerk for telling the stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list. She thinks she should come before the stepmom. She should have the opportunity first.
Be thankful you have somebody so involved.
There you go. Okay. Tanya says, yes, that's 3-1 right now. Tanya, I appreciate your honesty and everyone else's. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Finally, we've got a man on the phone. It's always appreciated. Good morning, Santino in Sheboygan.
Good morning. Let's talk.
I'm ready to talk, Santino. What do you think? Yeah. Is Becky a jerk? She wants the stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list at school because she wants to fill that spot. And the stepmom signed up before her.
Hell yeah, she a jerk. Listen, those two that say she's not a jerk, or those the one that's not a jerk, I'm lost because nobody's talking about the father. He has a stake at the table, and his wife is his other better half.
Interesting. Go on. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, if he can't go, she can go. So, what's the difference? And if there's only two spots available, hold on. Love you, boys. Be good. Be great. Oh, be kind.
Saying bye to your kids. I get it. Do your thing.
And so, my thing is, she has to understand that, love you, she has to have a schedule. Get a schedule. Get it together right away. Don't come at the last minute because you're a procrastinator. And this woman is involved in their life. If the dad is not saying something, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So you agree and say yes, that Becky's a jerk.
Yeah. She should be talking to the husband because
if
he signed up or signed her up, that's his time.
Yeah.
So like why? There's only two spots left that you get mad about.
Santino, you know, I have a much better co-parenting relationship these days than I ever did. But sometimes I'm like, well, where's the dad? I get it. You're saying that the stepmom is the voice for the dad, which is your take on it. And she comes in as that person, almost like their representative. Is that kind of what you're saying about this?
Because who knows? They might come in together. They might be doing this together, and not individually.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You see her name on the list.
And you say,
she needs to grow up.
You think she needs to grow up? Okay. So that is 4-1 today. Amelia in Milwaukee was the only one who said, no, Becky is not a jerk for telling the kid's stepmom to get her name off the volunteer list. Ooh, it's always interesting hearing what you guys have to say, and I appreciate your honesty. Thank you,
Allie,
Santino.
Can I be a jerk?
Yeah.
Can I be a jerk?
I don't know. Can you? I'm scared. What?
She's jealous.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, maybe she is jealous of somebody being there when her kid, as a mom, she's jealous of somebody being there for the experience her kid's going to have. I will give you that. Yep. I will give you that. Doesn't make it right, but yes, I think you're right about that because I get that. You just want to be there. And when you get divorced, I mean, for me, it's one of the hardest things, giving up your kids half the time and not being able to be there for their experiences. Like, that can be traumatic. That was traumatic for me. So I get the side where you want to be there as much as you can, but I also get the side where you should be grateful that you have a positive co-parenting relationship and you do have someone who's helping you with your kids, and it could be a lot worse of a situation.
I've come full circle,
Santino, because I've been through this for years. So I get it. I get it all. So look, I just appreciate your honesty, and that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, Santino.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling. There you go. Am I the jerk? Bye. All right. Simple question today. I'm keeping it light because we've talked about a lot of heavy stuff today. 6:30, we talked about posting about death on social media. You have to go back and listen to the podcast later if you want to know about that. We talked about, am I the jerk, about co-parenting. That got wild. So I just want to keep it light right now, okay? My question is, I had a good friend of mine text me the other day and say, you have to watch this show. And I was like, what is it? What is it? And she's like, you've got to watch this show. I think it's on Discovery Plus, which I totally have because I'm into all the TLC shows. So I had to have Discovery Plus so I could watch everything as soon as possible without commercials. But she told me I have to watch this show, A Friend of the Family. And now I keep seeing people post about it, apparently based on a true story. So I am going to be binging that this weekend. It's going to be on my list. So I'm keeping it light today, and I want to know, what are you guys watching? Because I'm ready to build back up my list of things I need to binge, especially with the snow coming back and the weather, not being in the mood to leave the house as much. 414-533-1037. You can call or text that. I love doing this check-in to find out what everybody's watching these days, because you always turn me on to something I didn't know that was out there that's really, really good. I was trying to think of the last thing I watched. Was it on Hulu? It was the story about the guy. I have to look up the name of it. This sounds really horrible. I'm like, it was the story about the guy who was having an affair with the guy's wife. Oh my gosh, this is the worst story I've ever told. Anyway, I'll tell you what it was coming up next, but I want to know, what are you binging right now when it comes to basically any of the services? That's what I want to know. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, it's my girl, Saucy Sandra. Good morning.
Yes.
Girl, I got to Google what this show is. I was just trying to tell everybody about. Worst story ever over here, let me tell you. I'm like, I saw the show. It was so good, but I can't remember what it was called about this guy. So
it happens all the time, and then all of a sudden when you're not even thinking about it, you're like, that's it.
I mean, but yeah, this might have been the worst story I ever told on the radio. I'm going to Google it right now. Sandra, what are you watching these days? Or have you seen A Friend of the Family, which my friend said I got to watch?
Oh, I have totally not seen that. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the old shows. So like going back and watching like all the South Parks.
Oh, and okay.
All the mm-hmm. Big Bang Theories. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just older shows. What's the other one that I was watching? Oh, like with my daughter, Gullah Gullah Island. I can't even lie. And I'm all like, oh, this is great.
What were you watching with her?
Gullah Gullah Island.
What is this? I don't know what this is.
Oh my gosh. You don't know Gullah Gullah Island?
No, is it old or new? Old or new?
Pollywog?
No clue.
Binya?
No clue.
Oh my goodness, it's a cute kid show.
Your
son would probably enjoy it, your youngest.
Okay, well, I'll check it out. And you know what? I was watching God Forbid. That's what it's called. It's on Hulu. It's about the guy who was having an affair with Jerry Falwell's wife. And they were like, there was some weird stuff going on between the three of them. But you just have to watch it because it's wild, the whole thing. It's a wild story.
Crazy.
I couldn't remember what it was called. called. It was called God Forbid. That was the last
okay.
thing I binged.
Okay, so anyway, that might be my next
well,
one.
Well, not if you're watching kids' shows. You might not be in the mood for this one.
Oh, so my gosh. I don't have my kids every other week, so
oh,
we're
right.
all good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
1 week we can watch the kids' show. The next yep. week we can watch the other stuff.
There you go, girl. I love it. Hey, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Sarah in Kenosha.
Well, welcome back to the show, Sarah in Kenosha, one of our regulars. Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing okay. I'm off work today. I just got my dog off for surgery.
Oh, my gosh. I hope your dog's okay.
She is. She blew one of her knees out.
Oh, poor thing.
After we got the other one fixed earlier this year. So we're... Oof. Hopefully this is it.
Okay, I'm hoping it's it for sure, for sure. So, Sarah, what are you binging these days? What should I add to my list?
So, I actually have two shows for you.
Oh, yes. Let me write them down. Tell me right now, girl.
So, on Netflix, there's a really great limited series called Clickbait.
Wait, is this newer? Is this newer? I feel like this was...
So, I watched it over the summer,
yes.
I think.
Okay.
And it's about a man, and he's kidnapped, and there's a video that goes on a website that says that he murdered someone, and if the video gets 5 million views, he'll be killed. And
yes.
there's so many twists and turns.
Yes. Okay. So, what's the update, or is it the same one from the summer? Is there an update to it?
No. It's the same one.
But do it if I haven't seen
like
it.
Eight episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Love it.
So I would say that.
Yes.
And then if you have Peacock.
I do. I love Peacock because I have to watch all my Bravo shows. So I definitely
okay,
have Peacock. Talk to me.
Perfect. There's another. It's a limited series. I think it's only 6 or 8 episodes. It's called The Resort.
Oh, I'm in. What's it about?
It is about a couple who goes to, I believe, Mexico. It could be a different
Is it documentary? Documentary or
no.
like drama? It's like, it's scripted.
No, it's like a drama.
Scripted. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay.
And so they go for their 10-year anniversary, and they end up, the wife gets into an ATV accident. She finds this old cell phone that belongs to a kid who went missing 10 or 15 years prior. And they're trying to figure out what happened to this kid.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm adding it to my list. I got Clickbait, if I haven't watched it, and The Resort, which is on Peacock, you said.
Yes. All I'm right. also really I'm in. Interested to watch the Army Hammer documentary on
I watched
Discovery
it.
Plus.
It's wild. Oh,
okay, so it's like on my list next to watch.
Oh, girl, he is a piece of work and not in a good way. Go watch it, man. Let me tell you. It's something else.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
And
I
didn't know
it.
Much.
It's been on my list for a little bit.
I didn't know much about him. So it was wild to watch. But yeah, go check that one out for sure. Hey, thanks for calling, Sarah in Kenosha. And
yeah.
I hope your dog's okay after the surgery, all
Thank
right?
You. Have a great day.
You too. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Oh my gosh, you answered.
Yes.
It's Rebecca in Milwaukee.
Rebecca in Milwaukee, good morning. I got to you as soon as I could. The phones are always going, let me tell you. So
I know, I'm like, keep ringing or hang up.
I know, I'm sorry. I got to you as quick as I could. Rebecca, what are you binging these days that I should add to my list?
Okay, listen, all I watch at home is Bluey because I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, I've been there. Oh, it's the worst when you watch all kids'
Wait,
shows. Oh.
But if you've never seen Bluey, I mean, you don't have any 2-year-olds. But
not anymore.
Seriously.
Not anymore. But let me tell you something, Rebecca. I watched Bluey for years, so I know exactly
oh, good.
What it is. I know exactly
oh,
what
good.
It is.
But I'm mostly here to say, how have you never watched Gullah Gullah's Island?
I have no clue what this is. I've never even heard of it. I don't know if my kids got too old now, because, I mean, they're only 9 and 11, but even when, what's it, Coco Melon or whatever came out, my kids were too old for that, finally, when that hit the net, and everyone was freaking out over that one. All the babies
okay,
were
so
loving
it. Okay, so the Gullah Gullah's Island I watched is, like, when I was little. I'm almost 30. And it's this huge frog that's life-size. And he is a hoot, and he sings this song. It's so good.
You guys are funny. I probably will never go watch it, but I appreciate
no,
that you,
you
guys
shouldn't.
Are informing me on this show for sure. I love it. Well, thanks
Please
for calling.
Please don't watch it. You said that. You said the other day about if you have something when you were a kid, you know, you're like disappointed because it's smaller. I'm sure it's not as good as I remember it.
So I shouldn't go back and watch it. I love
right.
it.
Right.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. I can all of your texts coming in. People are saying that I should watch The Watcher, Samantha in West Dallas. I tried that on Netflix and I couldn't get past the first episode. It was really weird. I've heard a lot of people say it's great, but I thought it was very strange. So probably not for me, but I will recommend it to other people. Somebody said you have to watch Married with Secrets and Pandora Box on Discovery Plus. That's Anna in Milwaukee. Somebody said watch Dead to Me on Netflix. Samantha in West Dallas. Oh my gosh, all of your texts are coming in right now and I can see them and I appreciate them. Maybe I'll take one more call. Why not this morning? Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this? Hi, Kiss FM. Hi, you calling in about a show you like to binge?
Yes.
All right.
My name is Cantrell.
Hey, Cantrell.
I work at Pfizer Farm.
Nice. Nice. Cantrell, what are you binging these days? What should I add to my list?
So right now, I'm starting to binge Yellowstone.
I've heard it's good. I've heard it's good, and I've never watched it. Do you like it?
Now, I'm not into shows like this, but this is
Different
natural farming kind of show, cowboyish, that I actually like and into.
Okay. You know,
and they got the new season out too.
Yeah, so it's even more motivation for me to go watch it. I hear you on that because I'm with you. Everybody says it's so good. And from the start, I was like, I don't get into these I'm not going to get into a show like Yellowstone. But then enough people tell me they love it that I'm like, okay, there's something here for sure. So
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to add that to my
after
list.
You get past the first season, you're locked in.
Right. And if you want more, you're really in after that for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, you know what else I don't like? I don't like it when a show's big and I don't watch it and I don't know what anybody's talking about. That drives me nuts. I want to be in on all the information. Like if somebody's on social media talking about it, I want to understand the memes. I want it to make sense when I see that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling.
Everyone watches. You're welcome. Have a good day.
No, I hope I see you at the Pfizer sometime.
For sure. Pretty sure you were at the Reba concert.
The Reba concert. Probably more at a Bucks game, but not the Reba concert. But you never know.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is The Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So in case you missed it, the Grammy nominations came out about a day and a half ago, but I gotta tell you something that is really interesting about them. So history was just made because for the first time ever, Bad Bunny, of all people, made history because he is now in the Album of the Year. He's up for Album of the Year. He got a nomination for it. But why is he making history? Because his entire album, he's Puerto Rican, Bad Bunny, it's all Spanish. His entire album's in all Spanish. He is the first person ever to be nominated with an all-Spanish album for Album of the Year in the 65-year history of the Grammys. First one ever. Not only that, there have only been two Latin artists who have contended in the Album of the Year category, which was Santana, who did win in 2000, and then Cardi B in 2019, but she lost to Kacey Musgraves for her album. So there's the first part of the Grammys that was interesting. Bad Bunny making history. First all-Spanish album to be nominated for Album of the Year. You had Harry Styles, who came in strong because he's already on his third solo album. I mean, this guy is on fire. Harry Styles, he got a lot of nominations, including, he got six total. Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year. And so we'll see if he wins any. And then finally, Machine Gun Kelly, he finally was ecstatic because he's been complaining for years that he should have had a nomination already. He said for the past 10 years, he's been waiting. He finally got nominated for Best Rock Album. I was looking at the list of everyone who was nominated. I was looking at the Song of the Year list and I see, you know, Lizzo, About Damn Time's on there. Harry Styles, As It Was is on there. Beyonce, Break My Soul. Adele, Easy On Me. Kendrick Lamar's on there for The Heart Part 5. DJ Khaled is on there for God Did. And then I see at the top ABCDEFU by Gayle, which made me smile because Gayle, I mean, she got big on TikTok before she made it to radio and blew blew up. She, I mean, it's interesting watching TikTok, which is the music app at the end of the day, really makes some of these artists famous. And look at her now. She blows up on TikTok, and now she's got a Grammy nomination. Pretty wild.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.